in Calgary. One of the biggest industries in BC could be in trouble. A study out today has found that sea lice, well, it's exploding, and that is putting wild salmon stocks in jeopardy. But it's the province's $400 million salmon farming industry that could pay the ultimate price. To tell us more, Martin Kirkosik in Victoria. He took part in the research for a report. He's a mathematical biologist. And Martin, you know, I'm just learning today about sea lice. You've known about it a lot longer than I have. But as I understand it, it occurs naturally in wild fish and farmed fish. So how do you make the connection between the farmed fish and the wild salmon?
Well, that's the big complication. When you follow the spread of the salmon farming industry from Norway, Scotland, Ireland, and Canada, there's also a scientific paper trail that follows the industry. And what it shows is a similar message from all these areas. And that message is that where you have farmed salmon, you also have increased sea lice infections and declines in the adjacent wild populations.
But that sounds anecdotal.
It's correlative. And so what's new about our study is that we've been able to pinpoint exactly that farmed salmon are a source of lice that are infecting wild salmon, but also that there's also natural lice in the area. And by being able to distinguish between the two sources of lice, we can compare the relative magnitudes and look at how much farmed salmon contribute to infections on wild salmon relative to natural rates.
How can you make the distinction between that that occurs naturally and that that is directly related to farmed salmon?
Well, that's kind of the mathematical trick in the way that we analyze the data. The big difference between naturally occurring lice and lice that are coming from a salmon farm is that lice from a salmon farm are coming from a point source in the ocean, meaning that farmed salmon are in a farm in one specific location, whereas other natural hosts are distributed throughout the environment. That translates into very different expected patterns of infection in wild fish that would be moving through the area, and it's those differences that allowed us to do the analysis that we did.
Okay, let me come up with a sort of a very not technical way to understand this then. In other words, you then see it in wild populations in great big gobs instead of spread out all over the place.
Yeah, so what we see essentially is that as the lice pass the farm, you have an increase in infection of the fish as they pass the farm, and then as they move away from the farm, the rate of new infection decreases, but the parasites that colonize the wild fish near the farm then mature into older age classes.
Right, okay. As I'm looking at some of the criticism of the report, and it's natural that there would be some, I'm reading some remarks from the BC Salmon Farmers Association, because they're asking whether these conclusions are reasonable, given that only one farm was used, and then to draw general conclusions from the experience of one farm and its relationship with wild salmon is irresponsible.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just one study in isolation. There's a lot of studies that have come out from Canada and all these other countries that show more general correlations that where there's farms, you see more lice on the wild fish. We've been able to take advantage of a very unique situation and pinpoint exactly farmed salmon as a source of lice and kind of confirm those other studies and also put some estimates on the magnitude of the transmission.
Do you want people to view this as an indictment of farmed salmon?
Well, that's not clear yet, because what we've shown here is that farmed salmon contribute substantially to the infection rates of wild salmon. But we don't yet have a clear understanding how much impact the sea lice are actually having on the wild salmon. And so we're beginning to initiate some studies on that. Questions like, how many lice does it take to kill a juvenile pink or chum salmon? How do these lice make the wild salmon more susceptible to predation? Questions like that. When we work those questions out, we'll be in a better position to evaluate the impact of the industry on the wild salmon populations.
Okay, when we've got those answers, we'll talk again. Martin, thanks very much for this.
Great.